Earlier this evening, the Vermont Senate convened in Montpelier to officially close out the 2019 legislative session. Senate lawmakers had been hoping the House would join them in the State House today so they could pass paid leave and minimum wage bills, but House Speaker Mitzi Johnson declined that offer. Today's adjournment marks the end of a tense standoff between House and Senate Democrats over two of their party's top legislative priorities. VPR's Pete Hirschfeld has been following this drama, and he joins us now from Montpelier to help us understand what happened. Pete, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Henry.
Yeah, so the House of Representatives adjourned last week, and they made it pretty clear that they were done for the year. So why did the Senate bother coming back today?
There are a lot of angry Democratic and progressive voters out there right now who feel like the democratically controlled legislature really dropped the ball by not passing paid leave and minimum wage legislation this year. And what the Senate was effectively doing today was saying, hey, don't blame us for this. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson made it abundantly clear last week that the House was adjourning without a paid leave and minimum wage bill. She said negotiations had failed, that it was time to wrap up, call it a session, and come back next year to give paid leave and minimum wage another try. Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash called the Senate back to Montpelier this week anyway in the hopes that Johnson would reconsider her decision to adjourn. It was pretty clear to everyone in Montpelier, Ash included, I imagine, that Mitzi Johnson was not going to reconsider. And so this floor session today by the Senate was it was a theater of sorts, where Ash and his fellow Senate Democrats tried to cast themselves as the heroes in this really bizarre legislative drama that we've watched unfold over the past few weeks.
Okay. And so really the Senate placing blame squarely on the House for not making progress on paid leave and minimum wage. Does the House accept that blame that's being put on them?
Not surprisingly, the House does not accept that blame. And House leaders say, you know, it's the Senate that's been really obstinate in these paid leave and minimum wage negotiations over the past few weeks. Tim Ash says he made an offer to Mitzi Johnson on Friday, a sort of meet-in-the-middle proposition where they would take the last two offers from the House and Senate and each gives 50% in the other's direction, right? But I talked to Mitzi Johnson yesterday, and she says the House has spent weeks moving in the Senate's direction without getting any concessions in return. And she said by the time the House made its final offer on Friday, it had already bent as much as it could and that it was the Senate that had refused to budge. It's tough, honestly, to ferret out who's in the right here because we have different narrators telling different stories. These negotiations happen behind closed doors between House and Senate leaders, and each side has a different version of those events. I'm not sure people care really whose fault it is.
Right.
You know, if you support paid leave or increasing the minimum wage, you're just really upset that Democrats who have functional supermajorities in both the House and Senate could not get it done.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, even to people who don't spend a lot of time in the State House, it's pretty obvious the tensions between the House and Senate are running high. And like you said, yeah, there's a big majority here and they weren't able to get these high priority bills done. So how does this affect their ability to collaborate next year on paid leave and minimum wage and any other issue as well?
I think leaders in both chambers learned a lot about each other this year. And maybe this experience is a gut check for both bodies insofar as they've realized how intertwined their fates really are. You know, I'm reminded of last year when we were talking about the dysfunctional relationship between the democratically controlled legislature and Republican Governor Phil Scott.
Yeah.
That dysfunction resulted in a lot of gridlock. But lawmakers and the governor both decided to give each other the benefit of the doubt, try a more collegial approach. And I think everybody thinks they're better off as a result. Maybe the House and Senate use this episode as occasion to reform their relationship with each other. But maybe these kinds of skirmishes actually end up yielding better policy. Senator Ginny Lyons today critiqued media coverage of the fight between the House and Senate over paid leave and minimum wage. And she said it was reductive, that we in the media are way too eager to frame this as a kind of battle royale. She said this debate is actually a useful demonstration that Democrats may control the legislature, but they aren't cut from the same cloth necessarily. She said debates over policy, however drawn out and tense they end up being, sometimes deliver the best legislation.
And this is a two-year session, Pete, so lawmakers will be back in January, and they could take these issues up again, right?
And by all accounts, whether it's House Speaker Mitzi Johnson, Senate Pro Tem Tim Ash, or any other leader in the House and Senate, they say not only will they take these up, but they are almost certain that they will be able to find consensus in 2020.
Okay. You can read VPR NPR's coverage of this standoff between the House and Senate Democrats at VPR.org. And that's also where you'll find our handy end-of-session guide to what happened and what didn't happen during the 2019 legislative session. Pete Hirschfeld, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Henry.
And you're listening to All Things Considered.